Sound is all about relationships. It is affected by the physical qualities of space and by the presence of others. By a body here, another there, and another over there. But listening is usually a private activity. It's rarely done together with other people. Can listening be shared, spoken about, translated into words? And if we try to do so, does one sound become many? Do many ears become one? Or does everyone hear within their own unique universe of sound? Is there always hearing where there is sound? What shapes my listening? And what escapes my ear? Welcome to Collective Ear, a radio play conceived by Barbara Preisig, Ronja Sveneboer and friends, created in collaboration with Brand New Life magazine and Zurich University of the Arts. In each episode, we introduce to you a piece of sound art that turns listening itself into a subject. But unlike any ordinary sound performance, Collective Ear will save you from your lonely headphones bubble and invite you to listen with others. Some people say it's not about the sound, but how we hear it. Join us. Listen closely.
Hello, dear listener, engager, responder, collaborator. Thank you for being here today. Can you hear me? Am I sounding in your perceptive space? I am your companion, a friendly co-listener. Let me invite myself into your auditory consciousness just for a little while. Please, enter. Today's episode will take place somewhere else. Or maybe not at all. Today's sound piece will not be sounding. Today's performance will not be performed. Not here with us. Today's sound piece is a score by Ronja Sveneboer, entitled, Do I Need to Move My Lips to Be Part of the Choir? You can find it on the website of Brand New Life magazine. A written composition with the potential for choir performance, for collective sounding. A latent work waiting to be picked up by an individual, by a trio of friends, by a group of people in an enclosed space, by a community on the street, by a collective body stretching over time, distance and environments.
Prepare to hear your voice inside and outside simultaneously as it leaves your body to become part of the space you are in. Think about your body as a container for sound, the air in your lungs as sonic matter, voicing as a way of externalizing your interior.
Do I Need to Move My Lips to Be Part of the Choir? Is a composition for three voices. The score is set up like a classical choir score, but with no musical notation, no rhythmical or tonal indication in the staves, but rather various written instructions. Instructions on how to perform voice and ear, voicing and listening to the other voices, internal voices, external voices.
Think about a song you loved as a teenager. Try and remember how it loved you back.
You can read the score like a poem, or you can perform it with me, with yourself, with those people over here, the person over there. How would that sound and feel? How would the voices interact, attune, and resonate? Is listening an act of participation? Can senses of belonging be orchestrated? Is the composer a collective body, a collective ear? Do I need to move my lips to be part of the choir? Can my goosebumps sing?
Look for a combination of voices in the space that brings you pleasure. Listen for the sweet spot between chaos and choir.
Let us imagine the human voice as something like a bridge between myself and my surroundings. It carries with it the interior of the speaker, externalizing the cavity we carry in our bodies. The voice is inside and outside simultaneously, heard from inside my body, while it leaves me to become part of the space I inhabit together with you. Your physical presence influences the sound of my voice while reflecting it back to my external hearing.
Listen to the ecosystem of the space. Hear the swirl of reciprocal energy transfusion. Let your organs vibrate to the timbre of your neighbor.
Collective sounding, collective listening, collective bodies. Frisson, aesthetic chills, attunement, psychogenic shivers, social frequencies, skin orgasms.
Give a voice to a loved one. Let us hear them through your throat.
Your voice, my voice, our sound, collective ear, the agency of the voice. These are sounding words. But what about the non-agency of the voice, the missing link, split ears and unfitting voices? Those who find themselves in a state of vocal homelessness, will they become part of the choir?
produce a long row of vowels. Let them all sound through the same tone. Let them be all the things you should have said at the right time. Think about all the time you had something important to say, but somehow stayed quiet.
Did you know that even if you have a sore throat, you should not even listen to a conversation or a song because your vocal cords will automatically start vibrating to imitate the voices of other people, although you're not even speaking or singing? It's the same with sports. You can lose calories by watching tennis on your TV. Because thinking of movement means already activating the muscles. It's mental anticipation, somatic activation. We imitate each other, like that's what we do as people.
Slowly build up the loudest sound you are comfortable producing. Form it by accumulating all of your quietness. Send it out of your body. Feel the rumble of an unused sound, the sound of all your quietness combined. Let it lick your skin on the inside. Take it up a notch, and another. Push it against the edges of the space. Spit it up, rubbing the ceiling. Let it swirl, whipping up your fluids. Allow it to suck on your organs.
Maybe one night in one space, dear friend, deep listener, inhabitant of mind spaces, we will tune in with each other. We will become one ear. We will become radically relational. We will form collective bodies through attunement, fuse and melt and merge with the surrounding environment, escaping the self, or recovering a self, swap voices, bodies, lips. We will build up an ecosystem of reciprocal energy transfusion, unite giver and receiver, holding a space of no expectations, a patient space. And now I say number one.